Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
We bless you, Lord, you are holy, and forever you are God.
We bless you, Lord, you are.
We bless you, Lord, you are holy, and forever you are God.
Thank you, we give you praise. Because there is none like you, and there is none beside you, neither is there any rock like you, Lord. We thank you. You deserve all thanksgiving and all honor, and we worship you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. All right, look to someone to your right and left and shake them and say, good morning, welcome to church. Good to see you. Happy New Month. Oh, is it too late to say Happy New Month? This is the first Sunday of the month, right? Yeah, say Happy New Month. Good to see you. Hello. It's been a while. Oh, yes. Compliment their perfume. You smell nice. You look amazing. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a resounding clap. All right, you may please be seated. This morning I want to teach on something very simple and brief. Don't be like Nebuchadnezzar. That's very simple. Don't be like Nebuchadnezzar. Let's turn our Bibles quickly. The book of Daniel, chapter number 4. The book of Daniel, chapter number 4. We see, listen, for us to be sound Christians, we have to endure long reading of scriptures. There is a generation of Christians that want to bully the church into making it snappy. You feel what I'm saying? As much as we have to learn to also not take unnecessary time. But the culture of long reading of the Bible should not stop. Do you understand what I'm saying? I remember I had a few experience in Anglican. I noticed they do have a session for Bible reading. You see, for what? Bible reading. Where they, whether, I don't know whether it's going to be the venerable or something. Someone is going to come and read the Bible. Sometimes it looks excruciating, but you have to endure. So we have to go back to those basics. Anyways, you are not reading something too long today, but just follow me. Daniel chapter number 4. Let's start the reading from verse 1. Is that okay? And follow me as we read. Okay, let me call Nakali to come and read so I can interrupt in between. Are you following what I'm saying here? Oh, yes. The most structured church in the world, I stand to be corrected, is Catholic. Yes. It's Catholic. They are the most structured. And one of the things you will learn from them is that they take their time to read those, their bulletins and everything. They will, if you like, sleep off. They will read it. Oh, yes. I followed the girl to Catholic. That was my first time. The girl went somewhere to sit down. Me too, I went somewhere to sit down. They will say we should kneel down, sacramentals, all the. I will say my. But it is in repeating those things they become rooted in those doctrines. Are you following what I'm saying here? There's no doctrinal establishment without repetition. So we read from verse 1. Over to you now, Esco. Come and read from here. Yeah.
Daniel chapter 4, verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar the king, unto all people, nations and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders.
So
that
we are reading the epistle of Nebuchadnezzar. So you know who's speaking. He wrote this. Is that clear? This is the epistle of who?
Nebuchadnezzar.
Uh-huh. So let's learn from his epistle. Yes.
Verse 2. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God had wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in mine house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore made I a decree to bring all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers, and I told the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretations thereof. But at last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And before him I told the dream, saying, O Belshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in thee, and no secret troubleth thee, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretations thereof. Those were the visions of my head in my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the ends of the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all. The beast of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and an holy one came down from heaven.
So there is a watcher. All right, he saw that tree. He said the tree, he didn't meet the tree mighty, it grew. See that the tree grew? So it grew and became mighty, the same way you are also growing. But he said there's a watcher. So God is watching over his investment. He has structures to watch over us. Is that clear now? Checking what he's investing. So the watcher came down. Yes, continue from there.
Verse 14.
Yeah.
He cried aloud and said thus, hew down the tree and cut off his branches.
Cut down the tree and the branches, yes. Shake off the leaves. Scatter his fruit. Let the beast get away from under it and the fowls from under the branches. You see the reason why I'm not the one reading it? Yes. Cut the tree down. So what did the tree do wrong? Yes, verse 15, continue again.
Nevertheless, leave the stump of his root in the earth.
But make sure. Don't uproot it. Give it a chance to grow from that ashes again. Are you seeing that? We need to know what happened. Yes.
Even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let the beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of men. I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now thou, O Belshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof. For as much as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirit of the holy God is in thee. Then Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belshazzar answered and said, my lord, the dream be to them that hate thee.
Oh yes, this is very, very important wisdom. Oh yes. You see, if you have the anointing to dwell with mighty men, but you don't have the wisdom, it is the mighty men that will kill you. You see that? It's them that they will. Daniel knew the meaning. And he knew what God. He said, see, don't let your heart be troubled, sir. This dream, it must be for your enemy. He maintained that posture of honor. It must be for your enemy. Because this, he knew that God was saying that this mighty tree that grew is Nebuchadnezzar. So God is saying, I flourished you to grow. I made you. But by something he observed, he said, cut him down. Cut him down. So that is all the beasts, the birds that have come to find solace under him. He said, shake them away. Shake them from there. Let them go somewhere else. He now said they should fasten chain to the root. In every attempt to grow, this is God saying you will not grow for 7 times. That's 7 years. Till the 7 years are gone. Alright? So let's look at what Daniel was saying. Continue.
Verse 19b. The king spake and said, Belshazzar, Belshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belshazzar answered and said, my lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. The tree that thou sawest which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto the heaven, and the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beast of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation. It is thou, O king.
It is you. I've been seeing all the things that happened to the tree. He says, it's you, O king. That you have just seen yourself. God has given you the privilege to see what is coming. Oh, yes, continue.
That had grown and become strong. For thy greatness is grown and reached unto heaven.
You have grown. Say it, I have grown and I have become strong. This will never be your portion. Yes, just you need to understand this. Because one of the things that comes with greatness is forgetfulness. Forgetting where God picked you from. Forgetting that the people you now insult, there was a time you were in their shoes. Forgetting that there was a time you also could not afford many things. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So he said, this is you. He said, this is you. God has made you strong for himself. And you see, the mistake usually is when people don't know who is doing it. And they think it's themselves. Continue from where you stopped.
For thy greatness is grown and reached unto heaven.
Oh, yes.
And thy dominion to the end of the earth.
Oh, yes.
And whereas the king saw a watcher, an unholy one coming down from heaven, and saying, hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast of the field till 7 times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king. And this is the decree of the Most High, which is come upon my Lord the King, that they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and 7 times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will.
Hold on. I don't even know what kind of a man Daniel was. After he had said, let this be for your enemy, he went back to the message. You are the one, sir. You'll be driven away from this palace. You will eat with animals for 7 years. He now said, because God will always leave a clue of mercy till you know that it is the Most High that rules in the affairs of men. It's the one that gives power to whoever he wills. Do you know that word, till you know? Does it sound familiar? That word. Does it sound familiar? You remember? Deuteronomy chapter number 8. It said he gave you manna that you and your fathers does not know anything about. That he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone. Meaning that, listen, if you will come to this awareness, everything described here is not necessary.
Yes, sir.
What is necessitating it is because you are dull in knowing. Don't be like a man like that. There are experiences you ought, it is not automatic for you to have. If you will have the revelation God wants you to have, you will not go through it. The whole significance of the experience is for you to come out with that knowledge. That's the whole significance. Say, till you know. Can we look at that place again? That's verse what now?
Verse 25.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Are you there now?
Yes, sir.
Let's read verse 25 together from verse 1. From the beginning. Verse 25 from the beginning. 1, 2, 3, go. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass and oxen. And the, who are the day? Who are the day that shall do? Invisible forces. The watchers. Things will be happening. There are people who are also under the grip of those day. Yes. God is resisting the proud and is giving grace to the poor. Do you know what resistance is? Do you know what resistance is? To mount a stop for a man. This one is not pray again and say which is from Father's house. This is God saying this is not for your kind. Oh yes. So they were invisible there. And their duty is to make sure that they are schoolmasters till he knows. Have you ever beaten a stubborn child before? A very stubborn child. Those ones that the front of the eye, if you are talking to be bouncing back. I've taught some students like talking to bounce back. Talk. You see the place will be shining. They will be sweating on the nose, just the nose. Have you seen that before? Oh, yes. I remember one of my boys like that. Just be sweating it. Nowhere else is sweating, just the nose and then around the face. So when you talk, it will bounce back. Say, 7 times 7. Say, yes, 49. What did I say? So you'll be confused. You'll try to say, do we need to go and do deliverance? When you beat a very stubborn child, and I'm not trying to teach you beatology or something, and the child, every time you beat, the child just look at you and say, you know there are children they call cane duster. Oh yes, they dust it and say, are you done? Thank you, and there they go. If you can get that kind of person to a breaking point. So the breaking point of Nebuchadnezzar was 7 years. To tell you how deep the thing was, how deep. It took him 7 years to now say, okay, I agree. That simple statement. No, you can see when we get to heaven, people like Nebuchadnezzar will sit down and look at you like this. They will be making what you were saying on earth that time, say it again. Or you think you will not meet him in heaven? Did Jesus die for his sins? Okay. If Jesus had died before he came, look at you. So even Samson will sit down. I say, oh, you were yabbing me. I said, the leather cut off my hair. Oh, yeah, you. Look at you. You have the Holy Ghost. Look at. Seven years, sir. To acknowledge God. 7 years. And you want to ask, Kilo Letobe, what's that serious? And you see, when you read these things, one of the things you need to ask, what are the things it's taking you time to see? Some of you, it's taking you maybe more than 9 years now to see just one thing. God, then you can now move to another level. But Nebuchadnezzar, that it might make you know that it is God that reigns in the affairs of men. He's the one that gives power to anyone he wants to. Nebuchadnezzar had been conquering territories, and he said, you, I make you king, you, I remove you. So he thought that he's the one that makes kings and dethrone kings. So for him to get out of that seat and put God there, 7 years. I've never eaten grass before, and I'm not planning to do one. I don't have any plan. Is that okay? I don't know about you, but I don't have any plan. I've never seen any grass stir fry. Or chef, is there a grass stir fry? Maybe grass smoothie. He was eating grass. And in the place of eating the grass, year one, I'm not going to accept. Say, Nebuchadnezzar, do you accept? Year two, Nebuchadnezzar, do you accept that it's God? I'm not accepting. So I'm the Nebuchadnezzar, continue eating the grass. Year three, Nebuchadnezzar, do you accept? I said, And I said, there's no God beside me. I am Nebuchadnezzar. I am the war. I am the fight. Anyone you put there is your business. I'm not the one that said it. I am Labus Kabash. You see stubborn people like that. When it gets to year five, they are not saying no again, but they'll be quiet. Do you ask them? Year six, Nebuchadnezzar, do you accept? You kept me here. You kept me here. You kept me here. 6 years. Talk. Do you accept? Talk. Do you accept? I will not say anything. Yes, Nebu. You didn't ask me this year if I accept. Okay, now I accept. They say, no, this is January. Let's wait till December. December is still year seven. Oh, yes. December. Oh, it's January and December. They are like a year apart. But it's still the same year. Oh, yes. I said January and December. They are like a year apart. True? Oh, yes. But it is still the same year. You say January. I said, no. You are not the one that will call us. This stubbornness that is still making you talk like this. Look at the way you are raising your shoulder. Look at the way. That grass yesterday. Did you brush your teeth? I have not brushed teeth for 7 years. Oh, yes. Say, we'll come and check you by December. Oh, yes. 7 years to agree. Have you accepted that it is God who is lifting you? Oh, you are still thinking about it. Oh, you don't want to go for 7 years. 7 years of a course without any certificate. Oh, yes. What degree do you give to him? Zoology. Or animal husbandry. Sorry if that's your course. I don't know. Or botany. Huh? What course do you want to give to him? There's no degree. Let me say this to you. Any process you go through because of stubbornness, there's no reward for it. Oh, yes. There's no reward for it. You only went through so you can come to your senses. That's all. So our head will be correct. Your head will be correct. Say that and clear. My head is correct. Say it again. My head is correct. Hey, say it. My head is correct. There are many things that many of us do like Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, yes. If I'm going to begin to paint them, you will even begin to think that it's your twin brother or your long-lost brother or your long-lost uncle. That, I didn't even know that. Say, Nebu, so we had so many similarities like this. Say, I changed. You better change. Say, we saw how I suffered. I changed, though. People, particularly people who have abilities, to understand that it is God that makes things happen, regardless of your impute, is a virtue you must not lose. No, I know I have prayed. I know I labored. I know I went to school. I studied. I sat down for the interview. I asked questions before the interview, and I answered their questions correctly. But I still insist it is God, or it was God that gave me the job, despite all I've done. Oh, yes. Lift your hand and say, God, I acknowledge you today. Hey, do you want to go on a 7-year course?
No, sir.
Say, God, I acknowledge you today.
God, I acknowledge you.
Oh, yes. So the system has changed. Now, people don't become animals and all that because they will take the person to the hospital. But people become what doctors cannot treat, dryness. They just go dry. Whenever there is ingratitude or lack of acknowledgement, people become dry. Oh, yes. Will become dry. Let me tell you. Something happened recently. I told God, I said, I noticed that I'm no longer seeing much healings in PPC like I used to see. Yes, I told him. So I'm no longer, I more healing, Lord. He said, my people are not grateful. Said, I healed many of them. They never shared testimony. Said, they kept quiet and took it home. And they said, when I do many things, they will never say it. He said, some even said that you should not even know. So that's why I reduce what I'm doing. And I will search for those whose hearts are right with me. I said, my God. Yes. I've never shared it in PPC. Many people pocket their testimony. So, as if it's a sign of masculinity that men don't share testimony. Say, no, we are men. That chest that you are thickening, if one angel, just one, just give you You know, like Brock Lesnar or Big Show, if he give you one on your chest, tower! You will fold it in like this. See, the humility that comes when you are humbled is always extra. That's why the person will come and say, hey, I have testimony. Say, I'll first sing. Yeah. Oh, yes. They say, this is praise and worship. We are dancing. When one angel, one. Just say, we are bring him. Tower! You start, even if you don't know how to, you start jumping and start. Ask your neighbor, are you the one pastor is talking about? Ask your neighbor, are you the one they are talking about? If they give you tower! Hey! Ask him, you look like somebody who doesn't dance. Oh no, look at your neighbor. Say, you look like somebody who doesn't dance. I'm looking at your forehead. Oh yes, you don't look like somebody who dance. Oh yes. Oh yes. The people who are praising God well in the congregation, they are the reasons why there's a lot of miracles going on. Because of those, God will keep doing more. I'm going to give this guy 50,000. Oh yes, I'm going to, yes. Oh yes. He dances very, very well. In Sphere of Light Church, praises is not within chairs. Yes, well. Abuja people, you guys are too sure. No. We don't. See, this place, the entire, it's not up to even a portion of the altar in Ibadan. It's not up to a portion. People come out and dance. And yes, and dance. And can you dance?
Yes, sir.
Can you? Even me, I've started dancing. Me, I didn't used to know how to dance. How many of you can bear witness to that? Oh, yeah. I started watching videos because I saw that my daughter was trying to overtake me. This one that we gave birth to yesterday. Will now? No, never. Oh, yes. Maybe this God passing me a message. So I started going to learn and so I will come out and so I start practicing all those. And I see that it's fun. Now I hear the beat very well because before I will have moved far, I will not hear the beat. Ask God, do you dance? Before they give you tower! Maybe we'll start having angels that come to a rhyme or chord. Say dance. Say hey! Say looky. Tower! Yeah! Say it's sound of victory, sound of, hey, yes. Or rhyme or chord. I don't know, there's something they used to call Mandula in Kano. Yes, Boris, they put inside. Why wipe you one? Bah! Hey! They wipe Nebuchadnezzar on his head. 7 years. See? The guy was a very stubborn guy. That's why all through his life, all the dreams he was having, he didn't know the meaning. God, it's not the first dream. He doesn't used to know the meaning. He's too stubborn. Sometimes when you begin to see things that you don't, everything you are seeing, you don't know the meaning. Go and check for pride. There's a system trying to show you don't know much. Yes. Go back and study about Nebuchadnezzar. All the dreams he had, he didn't know the meaning. You see, the first one, he threatened them. Said, I will kill all of you. This one, he didn't threaten them again. He didn't threaten. And the dreams are about him. So he didn't threaten them. He just said, so please. And they said they didn't know the meaning. So say, okay, we are going to wait for Daniel. He was getting more humble. But it still took 7 years. Of being an antelope. Or what kind of animal is grass? Okay, a goat. Hey! Do you know? Let me tell you what you don't know about the 7 years. Some animals would have tried to rape him. Oh, yes. Do you understand? You don't believe? Because they say, when you come to their level, what they do at their level, they will do it to you. Hey! That one is fresh. He's fresh. A goat will go and say, hey, get behind me, I'm not a goat. Say, you are a goat. If Nebuchadnezzar was a female Nebuchadnezzar, they would have impregnated him in the jungle, and or she in the jungle, and she would have given birth to baby goat Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, yes. He became like them. When you want to wee, other animals go there and say, their nose. He said, have you seen goat trying to wee before another goat are putting their nose there? You are looking as if you grew up in Israel. Do you know what I'm talking about? You must know now because you have to know. So other goats will come and put their, you say, no, I'm a king. He said, you are not a king. You are a goat like us. Oh yes. You will not drop from the level you are standing. Look at the way you even said him. Look at the way you said the amen. Say, who can drop me down? When people fall from their level and fall to lower level, those at lower level humiliate them. That's why revolution is dangerous. Do you see what happened at Niger? When the military took over and all the politicians that will be talking on TV with escorts, all the escorts are not the ones that angry. They beat one man. There was a man that slapped him. The man slapped him with the hand of Satan. He slapped him with frustration of his entire life. I felt it. When he gave that man, the man first turned. The video is on Twitter. And then fell down. He was looking for what is not lost. Why? You are no longer on your high horses. We are fellow civilians. That's what happens when people fall from their level. You won't fall. Yeah. Oh yes. Oh yes. All the animals that Nebuchadnezzar will say, go and slaughter that one. The goat they have killed the cousin will say, hey, you killed my cousin. Oh yes. They said the antelope that they killed the elder brother. Say, you are the one that killed the elder brother. Say, we are going to make sure for these 7 years we torment you. The Bible didn't say so, but I figured it. That it must, I'm just inferring. That maybe, these are the likely, true or not true. Because when you become an animal, you don't go with entourage. Was there any bodyguard? Eh? Any bodyguard? He was an animal. 7 years. Nobody could see the king. They would say he's not at home. 7 years. Hey! Say again, it will not be your portion. Look at the way you are saying it. Say it again, it will not be your portion. Yes. Although Africa is getting wiser now, but when you see the way they killed Gaddafi, and that's one man they killed that Africa has not recovered from. Now the biggest problem of Africa is the West. They are the Babylonian system. Wicked. They need to set Nigeria against Niger. They want to. So this place can become the zone of another proxy war. Without a war, see what we are facing. Now imagine when you don't know which place in Abuja a drone will land. But those of you who are living around Kubwa. Kubwa. Give me names. All those names that does not sound nice. Maraba. Hey, Buari. Oh, yes. You know, now when you see a plane flying, you just say it's a plane. But now you don't know what's going on. You don't know. You are wondering what's happening here. Oh, yes. There's a name I'm trying to remember precisely. Is it Gudu? Gudu means, can you Gudu run? That's what it means. Oh, yes. They want to set them against each other. Because the reason why there is so much war and riot every now and then in Europe is because Africa is waking up. The system cannot thrive a year if Africa is wise. So they have to go back to the old method, divide them, then plunder them. Oh yes. Divide them, then plunder them. Are you following what I'm saying here? As they keep, look at how they kill Gaddafi. I watched the video. Citizens. Those who had no access to him, they will have to wait almost a year to have access. Stabbed him. Go enter the palace. Entered everywhere. You will not drop from the level you are standing. Yeah. There's no honor in descending below your level. There's no honor. There's no honor. Absolutely not. Where did you stop reading this stuff? Verse 26. Oh, yes. Continue from there.
And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, Thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee. After that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness.
Look at it now. Daniel is saying, sir, this is my counsel. Let it be acceptable to you. Break off your sins. Ingratitude is a sin. Lack of awareness of God, failure to recognize him is a sin. When God does something and you are not grateful, it's a sin. Say, break off your sin. And what?
Break off thy sins by righteousness.
By righteousness.
And thine iniquity by showing mercy to the poor.
Yes.
If it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility.
Are you saying that now? Daniel knew what he was saying. He was just saying if it may be. When a wise person say, try this, do it. Oh yes. He knew what he was saying. He said, this may actually, because of ingratitude, you have become cold towards people. That's where lack of kindness comes from. The root of it is ingratitude. You will be kind if you know you have received much. You'll be able to give much. But the moment you feel you, I work for it. Where were you guys when I was suffering? The moment you are thinking like that, you will be cold. You will not be able to, you will not be touched with the infirmities of others. And that's what had happened to him. Yes, continue.
All this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon.
So after they have warned him. So this is where I got the December from. You see that? Because the 7 years will be completed when? In December. Not January. December. It says 12 months. He began to walk. They've warned him. Oh. They've warned him. But he's a very stubborn guy. Say, tell your neighbor, don't be stubborn. Stubbornness is like witchcraft. Oh yes, don't be stubborn. Continue.
At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven.
You that they have been watching before. The Bible says that the person they want to roast, that is now rubbing himself with diesel or with petrol. You that they want to roast. He said, is this not great Babylon? That's my strength. We understand that you have built stuff, but who built it? Talk to me now. Who built it? Let me show you a scripture. Psalms 127 from verse 1. Psalms 127. Yeah, open that scripture and read. We'll continue from there. Psalms 127 from verse 1. Psalms 127 from verse 1.
Psalm 127 verse 1.
Oh yes.
Except the Lord build the house.
Except the Lord build the house.
They labor in vain that
build
it.
Everyone who is trying to build their labor, it's vain labor. So the question is, who built what you have built? Huh? Who built what you have built? Oh God. Let me tell you this. I believe so much in eating healthy, doing the healthy stuff, take enough water, exercise your body. But having done all these things, people still have accident and die. So it is not by your might, nor by your, it is what God keeps that is kept. Never get so to any point that you now know how to do it, that you now despise the God factor. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is they that do know their God that will be strong. Do the right things you should do, but acknowledge God as the one who brings the result. Paul plants. Apollo, who brings the increase? God. Say it loud and clear. God, I recognize you now. Okay, before he continues, go back to that scripture. What are the things we make boast about now? You are fine. Look at him and say you are fine. It's true. Look at you. You feel you will be lying. If you can't tell your neighbor, it means you don't want to lie. It means you are saying the person is not fine. So look at the neighbor again and say you are fine. Look at the neighbor and say you are very fine. Okay, wait. What is your contribution in this beauty? What did you contribute? Okay, they gave birth to you with file. You filed your nose. Now this is the shape. Talk to me now. Eh? No talk now. People are quiet now. I said they give birth to you with chisel. You chisel the shape of your head. That this is the kind of head I want. Talk to me now.
Eh? You chiseled it. Talk to me. I know that you know about it. People do be filing and setting and all that. See, that's your own business. That's at least there's something to file. There's something to file. Two, imagine your mouth without teeth. You know what they call pomola? Yes. Your mouth will look like a rose flower. Like a rose flower, just like it's withering. You say there's something to fire. Praise God. I knew a boy that there's nothing in this life he did not do to have beard. I'm looking at some of you beards. I said, exactly, this is not you. He will buy some black stuff. He will rub it. We say, oh, Gabby, calm it down. He will rub it. So he will buy, that's when I know people buy kerosene and pour, yes, meditative spirit, he will be rubbing it there. I don't know who is giving all this invention. Finally, when the beard started coming, he went to buy special soap for the beards, special comb for the beards, special cream. And meanwhile, the thing, you can count it. It will brush it forward like that. I will be looking at him. When he has finished bathing, I'll see the attention to the beard. How much do you pay to have what you have? And those of you who don't have, there are some people who are tired. How much do you pay for this thing to be removed? God just figured out that you'll be tired quickly, so let's remove it. Hey! Oh yes. Oh yes. I was studying a work by Dr. Hey, what's this woman's name again? Pete something in America. She was talking about the procedure for breast silicone implant. Oh yes. So they said there's a new technology. This silicone, this one doesn't rupture, it doesn't burst. Are you aware people go and do all the one that used to burst? There's an altitude they can't fly in. Because you just hear power. It's not balloon. It's something. It has ruptured inside. Oh, yes. All the doctor, all the, everything ruptured. Hey! How much did you pay? I said, how much did you pay? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm not going to say many things because I'm not going to get myself in trouble. Oh, yes. I'm not going to say many things. Oh, yes. Even I'm still going to say part of it. Oh, yes. So that you will not even be in trouble. God now even gave those who make clothes some wisdom for some designs of some certain thing. I don't even know what those things are. Me too, I don't have an idea. But I just say that you don't have contribution. Yours is to take it as you meet it. You are nodding your head. True or not true? Yes. Your nose. What? Okay, which part of it did you make? You are the one that bought the holes. Huh? You bought the holes. When they now gave you a pump and say, pump your lips so it can. When it gets to your size, you stop. By now, they would have been carrying your mouth. Carrying you everywhere. Or maybe before you came from heaven, they say, oh, yeah, select head type, select nose, select, you would like a certain head with a certain nose that does not match. Oh, yes. See, life has shown that you are not the best in making decisions for yourself. Because there's a nose you like. There's a kind of hair that you like. And if we should actually match these two, you'll be strange. Maybe they'll be calling you Beth Shaza or Beth Shizzy or something. Or they will look for a name of the mountains in Israel and call you Mount something something. Because of what you would have made yourself. Say it again. I have no contribution in this matter. What you are seeing now. Say what you are seeing now. Is follow come. Oh yes. It's follow come. Oh yes. Oh yes. The people that try to change it. God, try to use cream and change your face. You look like overripe plantain. Oh yes. The hands are black one side. Yellow one side. It just shows us that nobody can make it like God. Somebody say, all this thing, this pastor say, what about Bobrisky? Okay, do you like him? Say, oh God, I like the skin of Bobrisky. Look at yourself. Say it again. Thank you, Jesus. Just one hormone that will go around, you'll be smelling. Just one. Just one. Just one. Just one extra. They will have to be putting you inside tarpaulin like that. And then you come to church with your own separate fan inside. Oh, yes. Just one alteration in. Oh, yes. I've seen people born with condition that they can't stop laughing. I think I saw a comedy, something the week. It's one of the funniest things I've seen. Somebody was goggling and said, when did they invent running? I don't even know Nigerians. You know, when frustration gets to a point, you think, they say running was invented in 1786. So they say, this is 1785 now. Collected somebody's phone. And the person too just be following. See, they follow each other to heaven. Has he given you legs? Shake them, let's see it. What about hands? What about nose? Eyes? You have a head? Are you sure? You have stomach? Small and large intestine? Your liver is fine? Your kidney is fine? Listen. Ingratitude functions by the law of focus. Let me show you how. When the devil met Jesus in Matthew 4, what he was trying to do was to call the attention of Jesus to what is not available. And that's the root of temptations. It tries to call your attention to what you don't have. So you can be sad. So you can be depressed. So you can forget what you have. Say it again. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You didn't say it the way I would have wanted you to say it. Loud and clear. Yes. Oh, yes. Even, see, there's nothing we have that we have not been given. Oh, yes. There's this theory. It's not a theory. It's actually a fact about people that use different side of their brains. I think the left side is for creativity, artistic things and all that. All right. The right side is for those who are analytical thinking and stuff like that. So, maybe you had the opportunity or you had the privilege of knowing certain things more than the rest. You were born that way. See, when you study genetics, you will discover that part of the things that can be inherited by children is intelligence. It's intelligence. That's how we caught many African parents. And they will say that when I was in school, I used to confess, how come we are struggling? We are not complaining, but we just observe. You didn't pass something. You didn't pass it. Where did he go? Or it was not there. Don't go and ask your dad, though. He'll disown you. And you're on your own. But I'm just joking. All right? It is God who has blessed us with the ability to comprehend. Stand up on your feet, everybody. You heard. Right?
Yes,
and you could comprehend that word.
Yes,
sit down again and give God the praise. Yes. Oh, yes. Somebody sat down and said, I'm not, what's there to be grateful for? The watchers. Those watchers. They'll just plant one boil. Just one. One that has a very sharp head. Like, just be punching the chair. You'll be sitting down with one hemisphere of your bum bum. Oh, yes. Just one. And I say, oh, you are sitting there with one. We are not grateful. Put another one there. You'll not be lying down on your stomach. You say, have you ever had your nose blocked before? Just that. So you are awake. You are saying, I can't really beat properly. Let this thing clear. Who is now helping you when you are asleep? Who makes sure you don't hang in between and die like that? God has done too many things that we are not grateful for. Too many things. And to think after they have won Nebuchadnezzar, he now went on to say, look at Babylon, that my great power. Yeah, read that place again.
Verse 30. The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whosoever he will.
That same statement was repeated. They say you will eat grass like an oxen. That's a cow. An oxen is not a cow. Talk to me now. It's a cow. Eh? A young bull. Eh? A young bull. That's the male cow now. Yes. Malu. Malukabnezar. Or Malukatnezar. King Malu. King Malu. He can't say, who dare to do that? Cow. Cow. See, never get yourself to the point where God will have to humble you. It is always intense. So Nebuchadnezzar was warned, right? But he still went on to make that mistake. True? The same way we too, we are learning now. Don't go on to become ingratitude or be ungrateful. Don't go on to become ungrateful. You have learned now. Don't be like Nebuchadnezzar. Now you know that God inhabits in the praise of his children. God loves to be acknowledged. He wants to be regarded. He wants to see that you are grateful for what he has given you. He wants it. Don't sit down and say, it is in my heart. Let me tell you something. One of the leading causes I've been among people that of what destroys relationships among young people is something called lack of expression. You are the marriage coach, right? Somebody knows how to express the feeling, the other one just be looking more. Say, I love you more. Happy Valentine's Day more. Post the person's picture and say, oh, you had loved my life more. Say, you are the sugar in my tea more. Like that. Then it kills their relationship. And meanwhile, the person who is quiet loves the most. But can't express it. Who's stop you from it? If as long as you have no expression, you'll be losing out. No, it is wisdom for life. It is God who looks at the heart. Men look at the outward. People who don't have your kind of heart will get the promotion you don't have that you should have gotten because they can express themselves. Oh yes. Oh yes. Some of the people around great people are not necessarily the best people, but they are the ones who know the wisdom. Some people who should have the access don't have the access. More like that. Say it's your birthday. More. It's your anniversary. More. It's your same four naira text message. More. This is your husband. Celebrate him now. More. Say, the way I celebrate my husband is that I pray for him. Wow. Someone say, amazing. That it's good to pray for your husband. But if that is the only thing, you are an orangus. Orangus. Someone say, orangus. Say bizarre.
Bizarre.
Oh yes. Say bizarre. So we'll change your name to John Bizarre. John Bizarre. John Bizarre. And it's some Christian brothers. They are like the ones that did the coronation for Jesus. Never smiling, never interesting. Yes, it's both of them. It's both of them. Never interesting. When they speak, it's not sweet. Every conversation looks like they want to stress you. Like they feel you don't have long suffering. So the way for God to give you long suffering is for them to talk to you for 10 minutes. You'll be asking, what have I done wrong? You'll be saying, God, deal with me directly. Not the disguise. Not the use this guy. That's what is going on in the heart of many girls when a guy is talking to them. They are saying, God, what will you say I have done wrong in 2023? And what is the problem of the guy? It's bizarre. He does not know how to express himself. Say, orangus. Oh, yes. Say it again, orangus. Say, bizarre. That's his nickname. Orangus bizarre. Oh, yes. That's one of the strangest things I found. Express your heart. Celebrate people while they are alive. Express your feelings. Be free. Nobody is flogging you. You are an adult. If people are doing well, tell them they are doing well. One time like that, one of my daughters would go and post my picture and put star, 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 star. I say, I'm not star, star, star. Say what is in your mind. Celebrate me. I say, delete the. If you know what I'm talking about, it's your business. I don't know. I don't even know who I'm talking about. I say, go and delete the nonsense. Who is star, star? Me. Oh, I'm star boy. Put star, 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 star. Or just put something there, graceful for apostle. Who are you? Who are you talking about? Pull it down, my friend. If you want to say something nice. Don't go and say, Adupalo Olorun fa posu. Because people feel I'm a very calm person, so I don't used to talk. I talk to those I talk to. And I notice, is it me you are doing like this? Is it me? You now go and put some fire, like there's earthquake about to happen. No. Go and put it there. Say what God has used me to do in your life. Type it there. Don't go and put star. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. So I'm little. That's the way we see all those things. Oh, yes. Tell your neighbor, open your mouth wide. And express yourself. Oh, yes. If not, you'll be losing. See, when we need to get a venue, I open my mouth wide and I express myself. Because if you don't, if pastor does not express, church will not grow. If you didn't give enough, I will express myself. I say, you actually didn't give. Oh. I told the resident pastor, I said, don't let people deceive you. Only people will give. So express yourself when you get to church. Me, I will express myself. If you don't do something nice, I will express my. You, I'm never the kind of person you'll be wondering, what am I doing wrong? Me, I will tell you. I will, oh my God. I will come and call you and say, the last time I saw you like that, you were looking strange. Say, yes, I've never seen you for 3 years use lipstick. Why? Why? Did they banish your lips in heaven? I ask questions. Do you understand what I'm saying? I ask questions. There are people I'm still going to ask questions that I observed that this. How far? Yes. When I saw my wife and then I say, who is this Chinese girl? Who's this Chinese girl that is always saying amen when I'm praying? I went to express myself and I say, I want to give you assignment. That's the entry point. Assignment. What would she say? Yes, sir. So let me go and do the assignment. Oh, yes. Tell your neighbor again, express yourself. Open your mouth. Some of you brothers will be single till 2033 because of failure to express. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Abigail will come and be the best lady or something. Oh, yes. Many pastors are dying of offense because they can't express themselves. Oh, yes. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you the kind of person that I am. If I put you in a place in my heart and you don't do what you should do, I will tell you. Oh, yes. I used to tell all of them in my house, there are very few of them who likes me, who are very nice to me. Abigail is not nice to me. she's not nice to me. And she's eating and I show up, she carry the food and all this. That's not niceness. So I'll be saying, you are not nice to me. You have to be kind to me. So me too, I'm not going to be kind to you till you learn to be kind to me. Oh, yes. Say, that's cruel, Apostle. No, he's straight by butter. He's straight by butter. Oh, yes. So you have to learn to express yourself. You have to learn to express. Then learn to express yourself to God. That's the highest authority over your life. You can't tell God, I love you. Who has done this to you? You can't say thank you. Meanwhile, he's your God and he's my God. We all have equal access to him. But it looks like you are having long distance relationship with God. Many of you woke up this morning. I can bet you didn't say thank you. You just dress up and come to church. Came to church. Just dress up. Can I give you a minute? At least I've taught you on how to express it, right? Okay, express yourself to God. 1 minute. You see. This is the reason why many of you are still single. You see the way you are saying it. Hold on. Wait. When I say express yourself, what did you say now? So you think going on your knees is expressing? You want to propose to God? Look for the best words. Do you understand what I'm saying? Look for the best.
Thank you.
Angels will be saying, Chasey, see what we are saying. Get up on your feet, everybody. Let me give you 2 minutes. Raise a sound for us. 2 minutes. Express your love. Express yourself to God. Come on. Go ahead now. Go ahead. Oh yes. Come on, express yourself. Be free. He's your father. He is Abba. He's Abba. We bless you, Lord, you holy.
And forever you are God.
Come on, express it.
We bless you, Lord, you are holy.
You are holy. Oh, holy.
And forever you are God.
We bless you, Lord, you are holy.
We bless you, Lord, you are holy.
Oh, holy.
And forever you are God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah, you are God.
Hallelujah, you are God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, you are God.
Amen. Amen. Listen, amongst the children of God, the expressive ones increase faster. Oh yes. Those who are expressive about their gratitude, their praises, they increase. The Davidic spirit. Micah was not necessarily a girl that was rude towards God, but she lacked the expression and she insulted the expression of David and her womb was sealed. You'll never be barren.
Amen.
Oh yes. So the same way you need wisdom before men, you need wisdom before God. Be out. Jump, dance, praise him. Let him know you are listening to what I'm saying. Any ministry where there's no gratitude and strong praise, there'll be no miracles. That is the secret. Once gratitude and joy is out of the window, the rest will go. Oh yes. That's why let me tell you something. One of the reasons why I want us to get out of this place. This place is not big enough to be a dancing floor. It's not at all. This is not Sphere of Light Church as it is. This is just a preparatory ground. Here we dance and we are normal until we start praising God. One of the things we are doing as we are, planting churches, we are going to plant in Kano, in Kaduna, plant in the West, we're going to plant in the East. So we're going to be having congresses and conferences that we're bringing people together regionally. Regionally. Oh yes. God has given us a word. He said, in this Abuja, I will give you a seat in this city. Yes, you will see it happen. I'm telling you. I was in a meeting and the man of God was talking about they want to buy a property. The size of our property in Ibadan. How much did he call it again? Was it 1 billion? Oh, yes. 1 billion. 1 billion naira. I said, so if redemption camp is 45,000 acres of land. How many acres of land? 45,000 acres of land. So if 1 acre is 1 billion. That's the that's the biggest private landlord in Nigeria. Go and check what I just said. 45,000 acres of land. Redemption camp. I'm about to say we are trusting God for the church the size of Ibadan. No, you say, well, who holds your own mouth to say what you want? You do say, I want a property the size of Lagos. But you see, we just think that saying it is for some people. No, it's for all of God's children. As long as you have a mouth, make demands. Make demands. I said make demands. Oh yes. And I studied the secret of ministries that God trusts with growth and influence. These are not things people should say cheaply. And I found out that they have structure for praise. Say dunamis is sitting 100,000 there. They are doing media praise. After media praise, so and so praise. No be foolishness. Jeremiah 30 verse 19. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. And the voice of them that make merry. I will multiply them. They will not be few. I will glorify them. They will not be small. As long as gratitude is coming out, increase cannot be stopped. I lock myself up for a retreat with fasting. Oh God, show me with books. What is the secret of church growth? One of the secrets I found was joy. Joy. Maybe we'll say that. Go and do this. Go and do. Joy. Joy unspeakable. Full of glory. I said rejoice. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. That's one of the secrets. Another secret I found was praises. 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 To praise God. To bless. We are going to buy more musical equipment. All these people have been on my neck saying we want to buy such and so things. Because after this, I come and say, you said it the other time. I say, you said it to us. You said, yeah. I'm saying this so that they can hold me responsible. We're going to invest in musical equipment. Let me tell you, when I look at the future of Sphere of Light Church, one of the things I see on the altar is all musical equipment from all nations. All nations. All nations. From Kenya, from Uganda, from Djibouti, from South Africa, from Somalia, from Ethiopia, from Zimbabwe, from Sudan, from Benin Republic, from Niger, Ghana, Cameroon, Guinea-Bissau, France, Canada, every nation represented. It is going to happen. Yes. I'm telling you. You see? See? Blessed are your eyes for they can see this season. This is where I always saw it. You see it. You see it. See different nations represented in their own costumes. Oh, I love nations. My mind is off Nigeria. I'm not saying I want to leave people in Nigeria. But right now, I'm thinking nations. I'm thinking Zambia. I'm thinking different nations, missions. We are sending people to different nations. That's why we are giving towards missions. Send people to nations. Go to Ghana for 3 weeks. Go and till the ground. We are coming there. Go and labor. That's, thank God for the new series, Lion and Bear. All right? Creating your track records early. Oh, yes. Go to places. Hallelujah. Amen. You will see it. You will see it. You will see what I'm saying happen. You see what I'm saying. When we're going to dedicate, we're going to have our first Sunday there. I'm going to call friends who are music ministers. We're going to dance. I think the place is 1,200 seater tent or so. Oh yes. So you asked me, how will it be filled? We'll dance. They asked you, the people said, how come this place, 50,000 capacity house, you're having 5 stars? We say, how do you get it? We say, I dance them in. I dance them in. Our generation is so quick to give theories. Say, actually, we have this strategy. Now, lie. It is God responding to gratitude. I dance them in. Can I tell you a secret? I noticed that any Sunday I didn't come out to dance, the attendance reduced. I observed. Personal observation. So when I checked the attendance, what went wrong today? Okay, I was praising God. He said, I will come out. I'll come out. Begin to dance things in. Dance things in. Praise God. I said, praise God. Hallelujah. There's this song I like so much. When I remember your goodness, water run away. I love that song. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I want to sing that song this morning. Oh, yes. Give them. Who are those who are backing up or you have retired? Are you tired? Yes, sir. All right, so we are going to sing that song. And you will dance. I said you will dance.
Yes, sir.
I said, hey, everybody leave your chair and come forward. Come. Yes. That's the spirit.
Hey.
Oh, yes. Even when I said leave your chairs, you are still there. Find a way. Move forward.
Hey.
Yes, go ahead.
When I remember your goodness, what I run away.
a free world. You are free to express yourself. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes. I'm seeing what looks like a cave of gold and crystals. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. In the season where others are anticipating scarcity, is the season that you will walk in the highest level of abundance. Oh, yes. Oh, thank you, Father. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands and just thank you. Oh, we give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Mumbaka tuo bakachi. Koti kafa ma bakaso. Ada koko ma bakasamsam. Sego dia kakiso. Sego dia yesu. She's an kao. She's an kao maka. She's an kao maka lele. We honor you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let's give the Lord a big shout of praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If I'm going to give you a counsel, throughout this week, be grateful. Will you do it? Just be grateful. Plug in your ears with good music and dance and express your gratitude before God. Be grateful. Hallelujah. God strengthens you in Jesus' name.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.